This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We're here in Malaysia with our Sheikh Hussein Yi.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Every time, alhamdulillah, I come to Malaysia, I always focus on visiting our Sheikh and to benefit from the elders. And this is something that I benefited even before I was Muslim. And I was spending time with the elders, and I think even before I was a Muslim, it kept me out of trouble. Because I benefited from their experience and the mistakes that they had made, so I didn't fall into the same traps. So I was just speaking with Sheikh Hussein, and we didn't plan this video, so it's a spontaneous video. And I asked the Sheikh, I said, I want to ask you a question. Usually we always hear when we sit with one of the Mashaykh, one of the Du'at, we say, Sheikh, can you give us and give the brothers and the viewers a nasiha, give them an advice. But I said, we want to change the script a bit today and ask a different question. It's also a nasiha, an advice, but through your experience, Sheikh, the experience that you have in Dawah all these years, what year did you become Muslim, Sheikh?
68.
Allah Akbar. So that shows you, mashallah, the years of experience, Allah Mubarak. Before I was born, mashallah, Mubarak, the Sheikh became Muslim, and all these years in the field. Obviously, as I've learned now, with the many years I've been in the field, is that you make mistakes. You had things you did in the beginning. If you look back, you said, you know what? Even though I've been successful, if I did this or that, it would have been better. I should have done it like this or that. So this is the question that we want to ask the Sheikh today. And if there were some mistakes you made, so we can avoid them. If there were some things you could change now, also so we can avoid them. Myself or even the younger brothers who are coming up now, when they hear from the elders, perhaps this will help them not fall, inshallah, into the same mistakes when they're on the path and to giving da'wah, inshallah ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. We know that when we are young, you know, we are very energetic. What we want is immediate changes. You know? We want to see the result. That is the young people. You know? They want everything fast, you know? Like something instant.
You know? Even more these days. Though.
Yeah. And then the little knowledge that we have learned, we want to share with others and want people to accept the haq, the truth. You know? Yeah. Without understanding the issue that they have been facing. The tradition that they have been following for centuries. So I think our approach when we are young, we are more on the hard approach. Rough, you know. Either you take it or leave it, you know. Khalas, Jannah or Nar, khalas, you know. So, of course, at that point of time, we learn our mistake later on that people just cannot listen to us, cannot accept what we are sharing or telling them because of our adab. We don't have adab. We don't know how to respect even the elders. We treat the elders like, you know, like everybody. Cannot. The elders is elders. Like you're talking to your parent, you cannot raise up your voice, example, adab. So, yeah, when we are young, we make a lot of mistakes because of our approach. You want immediate changes, you want people to accept, no more excuses, you know. Maybe alhamdulillah, Allah gives us the hidayah, we can accept. But not everybody can have the same kind of feelings. So when we are hard, so it backfires. So we are very judgmental. Either you are hard, but you're khalas, you know. No in between, you know, khalas. I mean, it's true, you know, the message is very clear, al-haq. It's hard, you know, batil or batil. But we need to have wisdom. At that time, we have knowledge, but not really everything. But the little we have, we want to share, but without wisdom. That is the cause of the fitan. That the truth is not being accepted properly by the people because we are not talking to them from our heart. We have no mercy. We are very judgmental. That's why Allah said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَكُمْ. People are running away from us. Even what we say is true because of our uslub. Just approach. We are very judgmental, hard on people. And that's why the most important thing in doing da'wah is to have wisdom, sabr, and then tawakkal. Who can make changes? Not me. Not me. I cannot make a person change. Even our Prophet cannot give hidayah to whomever he loves. The one that who gave hidayah is Allah. Our duty is to convey the message in the best manner that we can. So I think we have learned a lot. our past mistake before, and when we are changing from our side. But I have seen a lot of the young dua, they are just like us before. So we keep on reminding them.
I've seen myself, when you're telling me when I started the same way.
Right? Yeah, mashallah. I mean, you see, the truth is the truth. But how to convey the truth is very, very important.
And something interesting many of the scholars mentioned when talked about the Salaf, the early generation of the Muslims were the successful ones.
Allah.
They said, كانوا أعلم الناس بالحق أرحم الناس بالخلق. That they were the most knowledgeable when it came to the truth, but the most merciful in how they dealt with the people.
They have the hikmah, yeah, because the Prophet was with them. See how the Prophet, you know, convey the message, how people react to his da'wah, and the Prophet still never give up, and not judgmental, and not condemning them, but keep on making du'a for them.
I think one of the mistakes that we make, Sheikh, at that stage, is, or even if it's subconsciously, we might not say it with our tongues, but it's kind of like, you know, when we have the haq, we have the truth, we want to just show it and prove the point. We want to prove that this is the haq. And we don't really think about the true objective of spreading the haq and teaching the haq is actually for people to accept it. And we're not thinking about that. We're just thinking we have to prove this is the haq without thinking about the people, whether they accept it or not.
That's why Allah gave us a guidance, beautiful guidance, reminder. What Allah saw the haq, what Allah saw the haq. But before that, Allah said, "Wal asri innal insan lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilus salihat." Now Allah is telling us that if you believe, it's not enough by just having the right belief, but the belief must follow up with amal salih, righteous deed, righteous akhlaq, righteous adab. Even the word that you want to use, you must choose the best word. لِكُلِّ مَقَالٍ مَقَامٌ لِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَامٌ. Every place there's a word to be used, and every word, yeah, you can use it in the right place. You must know how to use the right words. So, amal saleh, they said, actions speak louder than word. Sometimes we want to be very fast and this, but that our action is not good, you know. And then Allah continued by saying, "What Allah saw." Our duty is to convey the truth, remind people what is right. And then Allah follow up wa tawassaw bis-sabr. This is where the young people are lacking sabr. After one or two times you advise a friend, khalas, you are maybe you are, the people say you are stubborn, you know, you cannot follow. You know. We are judging people now. You know? Then later on we realize we never change just overnight. We also take time to change. But when we change, we forgot about the past. So we want people to change immediately, you know.
Many of the great Sahaba, it took them a long time to be guided. Many of them, until Am al-Fat, until the conquering of Mecca, they didn't become Muslim. And some of them, many before that, after that, they became from the great Sahaba, alhamdulillah.
There's an important thing now is that for us to learn from the elders. And then it's like, you know, there's the past is very smooth. Then there's a lot of holes, loophole here and there. So we have cemented it so that everybody can move smoothly again. But then the young people will come and dig another hole again.
That's a good example, actually.
So then, we are...
They come and try to fix the holes again. Yeah.
So
they come back to the elders, they get it fixed later.
Correct. The thing that we always advise the young scholars today is be humble. Don't be overconfident in what you know.
Yes.
What you know, alhamdulillah, but how are you going to convey the message is very important. Now I'm having a special course going on called Uslub al-Dawah. How to talk to people.
Excellent.
You must know who are you talking to. Their profession people, their lay people, their public, or their leaders, their students, the elders, or the young. All this is very important. Understand them first. I think to be a good da'i is good to be a good listener first. Just listen from what they want to tell you, what they are going to say to you. Let them express themselves. Let them let go everything from them. Then you know, oh, this is the issue. Then slowly you come in. It's like a doctor. A doctor when the patient come to the doctor will not immediately check and tell you this is what you have to do, this is what you have to take.
He listens first.
He listens. Exactly. He asks you, I need to know, what can you, how can I help you? So we are the one who have to tell the doctor about everything. And then the doctor now use his wisdom. Okay, you are talking about your stomach is having a problem, so he'll check your stomach. You don't have to check the whole body.
Yeah.
You know? You see, this is the uslub. Yeah? Be a good listener. Yeah. Then you can be a good du'a. Yeah. But please don't be judgmental. Yeah. Even they don't accept, they are stubborn, they argue with you, you must have sabr and give a smile. There are times we have to be silent. A sukut, sometimes silent, is wisdom. That's why the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'min billahi wal akhir, falyaqul khairan aw yasmut." You want to say something, make sure what you say is good and it can be accepted by others, or be silent. But also, I always remind the young du'an, always remember, we are not the one who can give hidayah to anybody. Hidayah comes from Allah. So we try our level best with the best adab, best akhlaq, and then make dua. A lot of people do da'wah, they never make dua. After da'wah, judgment. After da'wah, khalas. No? So I think, I believe that the knowledge that the younger generation is exposed to is good. No? It's easy to get all the information.
Now much easier than our times,
yeah. But the only thing they need to have to be more humble and get a lot of advice from the elders. Because they lack wisdom. They have knowledge, but lack of wisdom.
And like you said, Swan, like I'm now maybe in the middle. I'm not from the young guys, I'm not from the others, but I'm in the middle now. And I realize this, you know, the mistakes that I made, just the same thing that you mentioned. Sometimes you have to go through it. But I think the wise one is the one who benefits from those who came before him. And when you look at the elders, who they've been there, they've done it. They're the ones who have that experience. And they're telling you, this is the way you need to go. This is what our youngsters need to register. They need to understand, okay, these people know what they're talking about. They have the years of experience. So we're going to follow that so we don't fall into the same mistakes. And if they did it, I think the example you gave was brilliant. About, you know, how you have the holes or the potholes and you've cemented them up. And they come and they, you know, they re-dig the holes. You know, they have to realize that it's smooth. Yeah, just roll on, just follow the path. It's been laid out for you. Alhamdulillah.
There's one thing also I always advise the younger generation, you see. It's important, it's very, very important that when you are talking to somebody, you must show them some respect. Don't think that everybody you are talking to are ignorant. They may have some knowledge. You know? So sometimes we thought that, no, they know nothing. They said, no, you must respect them. Yeah? Always show some respect. And the young people too, I always remind them. I know, been young before, you know, we are prepared for everything. You know? We are ready, even we want to fight, we are ready to fight, you know. But what is this? And Islam is not about being hard on people, but always approach in the best manner. You know? And then pray for them and show them that you really want to help them. Not just talking. That's why I use a word sometimes. Say, talking Muslim everywhere. Practicing Muslim very rare.
A lot, bro. Jimmy, that's a nice one, yeah.
You can see everybody like to talk today. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then nobody really want to listen properly. You know?
So,
and then there was something in my mind was open to share, but it's not here now. You know, maybe Allah give me the memory again. That what I experienced before when I talk to people. So they just, especially if you are young, again, you must remember, in every culture, you know, they have this understanding, you know, that if even you are telling them what you say is correct, but because of your age, people don't accept.
Yes,
you're young, too young, the advice. And that's why our Prophet said, "Laysa minna man lam yuqir kabirana." You are not one of us if you show no respect to the elders. So I pick up that today on.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe because I thought that with the knowledge I have, little Arabic I can speak, I think they have to listen to me.
Yeah, Yeah, I remember one of the senior students who was about to graduate when I went to Medina. Mm-hmm. I was just in the Arabic department, you know, and my Arabic was getting better, my Quran was getting stronger. I learned a few things. So he told me, he said, one thing I've learned now about to graduate, he said, all the knowledge that I've obtained, it's taught me how ignorant I really am. And I was like, what is this? You know, once you're about to graduate, you've been in Medina for 6 years, you're going to be strong, you're going to be a scholar. So when I got up to that level, I realized, because once you sit between the books of the scholars and you see what they reached, you realize how little you have. And I think that's a problem some of our youth, they learn, like you said, especially that knowledge is easy now. Right. So they go to Islam Q&A, they learn a few things, and then they want to just,
Facebook.
That's it. And then they want to come and show you who's on the haqq on this and force it on you. And they make
that. Yes, I remember that. If you are soft now, you know, using another approach, with mercy, with care and love, they will start to say that now you are too soft. Mm. You know? The young scholars, you know, they're too soft. You know? They don't have the spirit of jihad. You know, they fear this. They start to be very judgmental against the elders. You know, they don't know what they are talking about. No, they just want to force their own way and their own idea. But you know, at the end of the day, who's the best example for us to follow? Not me, not anybody, but our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at what when people threw stone at him and he went to Taif. He didn't ask Allah to punish any of them.
All of us would be.
No, for us, we don't even, nobody threw stone at us yet. But the Prophet had gone through all this pain and suffering that in return, if the angel is asking him for permission now, do you want us to destroy the whole people of Ta'if? We have hurt you, cause harm to you. The Prophet, Allahumma diqum fa innahum la ya'lamun. Inni lam ub'az la'anan. Walakin wa'istu da'iyan wa rahmatan. I'm sent as a savior and to bring mercy. Not to punish anybody. When you look at this, Allahu Akbar. Who is the best person for us to follow? Yeah. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at his way. But we are, today I've seen some young people who sometimes talk to me. And then behind my back they say, no, this shaykh is too weak, you know. He is too soft, you know. He should be shadid, you know. Shadid. You know? It's like people in the Chinese, in the culture say, when you are young, maybe you like to play karate, judo, taekwondo, or the hard kind of arts, you know, self-defense. But when you're old, then you realize that there's another kind of self-defense that is more effective and more lasting. That is why we call tai chi. Soft, but powerful.
That's your fear today.
Soft, but powerful. And everybody can participate. Slow motion. But the end result is so good. Then all the hardcore, you know. You injured yourself sometimes.
Like me now, my knee, I'm just coming back from jiu-jitsu with the knee injury.
Just an example. To show this example so that people have the right understanding. But we hope that younger scholars will be more humble enough to get closer to the elders. Don't think that you are better than the elders. Don't do that. That also cause a lot of problem to the younger generation today. We hope that when we are humble in seeking the knowledge of Allah, and even knowledge have two types of knowledge, you know, ilmu ya nafi' wa ilmu la yanfa. So we always ask Allah to increase in us knowledge that really benefit me, make me a better person, not a hard person, but we are soft, but in the same time, we do not compromise. Heart and battle. Heart is heart, battle.
That's a very important point, because many people, even now, the young ones, they're willing to compromise in order to spread the da'wah. Yeah.
Compromise, that means you have failed yourself, because our duty is just to convey. We cannot force others, but find the best way and then pray. I believe through my changes later on, I also start to change not in the 60s or 70s. I think in the late 80s, I start to realize that my approach before backfired me. It's wrong. Sorry. It's my fault. When people reject the truth, it's not their fault, it's my fault. My approach is wrong. So I start to make changes. You know? Then I realize when I start to make changes, everybody seems to be listening. And people are changing because of that too. So when we start to make changes as a dua, as a scholar, especially young scholar, you will see it's easy to help others to change. But when we are too hard, we are going to run away. So this is what I always make prayer for the young dua. There are a lot of scholars now, but we hope that they are humble enough and don't be judgmental and always get closer to the shuyukh, to the elders. Because the elders is going to die. When they die, all their knowledge and wisdom will die with them. And you cannot get it from any books. You don't learn in the university about all this experience. Life experience is different. Totally very. Exactly. The companion was so wise because they learned from the Prophet directly. It's a life experience. It's not in the school. We know that in the time of Prophet, they don't have jama'ah, they don't have madrasa, just in the masjid, and they move around with the society, with the God. That is what they say. When you learn through experience, that knowledge is where wisdom is. And you don't get it from any books. So I always encourage the young dua, please be humble and get closely to the elders before the elders go back to Allah. And that all the wisdom is gone. And I believe that by doing that, we are sure to become a better dua, and we can convey the message better. And less fitna. Even some shuyukh may make some mistakes sometimes. Being human, nobody is perfect. But don't judge them again. Sometimes.
So, Baba, you don't understand that. This is one mistake.
Yeah, some young people, they just wait for one mistake. We are coming after you now. Oh, he is no more on the right manhaj. He is wrong. You know. Astaghfirullah. What can we do?
And how many times we've seen some of the youth who are, they're good, but they make that mistake. They've come back to us in the end and apologize for the mistake that they made, subhanAllah. So you were right, say. We realize now that you were right, subhanAllah.
But always have some mercy. Always have husnizam. Even some scholars that we know, the shuyukh, the elders, make some mistake. Maybe it's not a mistake at all. It is how they convey that message at that situation that they are in. They may be encountered by so many other things, and they may use another approach for a reason. But we don't understand the reason. And then we start to say, it's wrong. How can you say that?
Exactly.
You must know why he say that.
I have examples just coming to my mind.
It's very important you must know why he come up with that statement. Because he's focusing on something more important. You know? And that's why he just tried to say, it's not no problem now, no problem. But of course, there is something you have to correct there, but you don't have to entertain that thing yet because it's not the foundation. It's about furuq. Then you say, okay. So that's why it's important to have husnizam too. Have good feeling, good thoughts. Show you one example, the Prophet, when he was making prayer to one day, at a day prayer,